Graduating from lead gen to your own pipeline. How a new HVAC contractor graduates from depending on third-party leads to running an owned pipeline, converting vendor jobs into reviews and referrals, building a Google business profile and a repeat customer base, selling maintenance agreements, and weaning off paid leads over the first 1 to 2 years. From the launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. When you're new, third-party vendors and lead gen platforms hand you a calendar before anybody in town knows your name. That's a fine way to start and a terrible way to stay. Rented leads cost money on every job forever. The vendor owns the relationship. And the day they change their terms or cut you off, your phone goes silent. An owned pipeline is the opposite. Customers who call you by name, refer their neighbors, and come back year after year at little or no acquisition cost. Graduating means deliberately turning the work those platforms feed you into customers who are yours, and weaning off the rented leads as your pipeline fills the calendar. It's the most important business move a new shop makes in its first 2 years. Why it matters. Rented leads are a tax you pay forever. Every platform job carries a cost per acquired job, and that meter never stops. An owned customer who refers two neighbors and signs a maintenance agreement costs you nothing on the second job and pays you for years. A shop that's 100% rented leads has no equity, a competitor or a policy change away from zero. A shop with a book of repeat customers and agreements has a real business. The other reason is leverage. When the vendor owns the customer, the vendor sets the price and you take what they give. When you own the customer, you set the price, keep the margin, and nobody can claw the relationship back. How to do it step by step. Treat every rented job as a chance to win a customer for life. The platform got you in the door once. Whether that homeowner becomes yours is up to how you handle the visit. Clean, honest, on-time work and plain language explanations turn a rented lead into a possible repeat and referral. Most shops never think past the one ticket. That's your opening. Ask for the review every time the right way. Reviews are the engine of an owned pipeline. They make strangers call you directly instead of through a platform. Ask at the moment the customer is happiest, right after the repair works, and make it stupidly easy. A card. A text with the direct link. A QR code. Ask in person. People say yes to a face. Capture the customer's contact info and keep it. You can't have repeat customers if you can't reach them. Get name, address, phone, email and equipment into a simple CRM or a clean spreadsheet. The vendor has the homeowner's info. Make sure you do too. Plant the referral seed and follow up. Leave a few cards. Mention you're growing and appreciate referrals. Maybe a small thank you for anyone who sends a neighbor. A referred customer arrives already trusting you and costs you nothing. A quick check in a week later, everything's still running right? Catches problems before they become bad reviews and reminds the customer you exist. Offer the maintenance agreement at the high point. The best moment to convert a one-time job into a recurring relationship is right after great work, while trust is fresh. An agreement locks the customer to you, gives you their equipment history, and makes you the one they call when something breaks. Structure and price it as its own product, but the moment to offer it is here. Building your Google business profile. For a local trade, a strong Google business profile is the highest leverage-free thing you can do, because it's where homeowners search when their AC dies. The platforms know it. It's literally what they rent back to you. Claim it and fully complete it. Real business name, service area, hours, a phone that rings to you, services listed, and real photos of your trucks and finished work. A complete profile outranks a half-filled one. Then make it the destination for every review you ask for. Recent, steady, genuine reviews move you up in local results and convince strangers to call. This is the compounding asset that pays off more every month you feed it. Respond to reviews, good and bad. A professional reply to a complaint says more to the next reader than the complaint does. Treat this as your own storefront. Over time, it generates the same inbound calls you're currently renting, except these are free and they're yours. Weaning off paid leads the 1 to 2 year arc. Don't quit the platforms cold. You'll starve. Wean off as your own pipeline proves it can carry the calendar. Months 0 to 6. Lean on rented leads. Build the foundation. Take the vendor and platform work, but run every job as a customer capture operation. Reviews, contact info, follow-ups, agreements offered. Leave a magnet on the unit and your number on the furnace so you're the name in arm's reach when the system quits at 9 p.m. Your owned pipeline is near zero, so the rented leads carry you. That's fine. You're planting. Month 6 to 12. Measure the mix. Tag where every job comes from and watch the share from referrals, repeat calls, and your Google business profile climb. As owned work grows, trim the worst performing paid sources first. Highest cost per acquired job. Thinnest margin, year 1 to 2, flip the ratio, get owned. Low-cost work filling the bulk of your calendar, with paid leads reduced to a topping-off tool for slow stretches. Keep the platforms that still pencil out, cut the rest, the headaches and how to handle them. It's slow at first, and rented leads are right there. Owned pipeline compounds, nearly nothing for months, then it snowballs. Capturing contact info and asking for reviews feels optional when a platform is feeding you anyway. But that capture work is the graduation. The shops still paying full freight for leads in year 5 are the ones who skipped it in year 1. The vendor owns the customer. On their paperwork, maybe. But the homeowner remembers the tech who did honest work and explained it, not the call center. Be that tech, get your info on their equipment and in their phone, and the relationship is functionally yours. Bottom line, third-party leads get you started, but tax you forever and leave the customer in someone else's hands. You graduate by running every rented job as a customer capture operation. Honest work. A review at the happy moment. Contact info kept. A referral seed planted. An agreement offered. And by building the free assets that generate your own calls. A strong Google business profile and a base of repeat customers who become your replacement sales. Let that pipeline grow over 1 to 2 years until it carries the calendar, trimming the weakest paid sources as you go. The goal isn't zero paid leads, it's not depending on them. The difference between renting a business and owning one.